Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I love my hat. Anybody in the chat who doesn't like my hat can go to hell. Be jumping into the pool tonight with his hat after two tickets to Blowout City. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. Countdown to kickoff is coming your way at 3 o'clock today as we get you ready for Canes and Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. We're going to give them a gift basket, all right. Gift basket of ass kicking. Get to your headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. And if you guys missed it, we had Omar Kelly early in the program as the news was breaking through all this. We're going to bring that to you later on this hour. And check that on out. Dade Sousa is going to hand him a gift casket. That's a point.
That's dark.
It's not dark.
It's proper point for you.
Proper amount.
It is proper for this, right?
It is. Him and Mesidor getting after it today. Cannot wait. The news of the day, obviously, is Mike McDaniel. He got let go as Miami Dolphins head coach. Been talking about it all show. This Giannis, though, all right? Can I just say something real quick?
All right, get it out of your chest, man.
So I was reading this interview. He did an interview with Sam Amick, apparently.
Great reporter.
He's a great reporter. Very credible. And apparently yesterday after the Bucks lost to the Warriors, he was talking about the the trade rumors that are around him, right? And he was walking on the bus. And he was asked if the trade deadline before February 5th, if this was, you know, going all right. And he says, there will never be a chance and there will never be a moment I will come out and say, I want a trade. He goes, that's not in my nature. Okay. It's like, all right, dude. Well, fine. You finally said it. Good for you. And he's out here and he's like, he's trying to make things, everything's cool. Everything's status quo here. We're all trying to make this happen. And he said, so I've been around you and your team for a few days, talking to people in your mindset. I want to share my opinion, and you have to tell me if I'm off or not. It feels like there's no chance you're going anywhere before February 5th. He says, what's February 5th? The trade deadline. The way you've been talked about in your situation, the only way you're going to get traded is if you decide in the next few weeks you are done. And you have to make a statement that you want out. I'm not getting that energy from you at all. Is that fair? 100%. I think I've answered this question a lot of times. I'm not throwing a knock at you, but I keep saying that conversations are going to happen between other people and third parties is something that I can't control. I can't control what you're going to say to an agent. I can't control what comes. I can only control what comes out of my mouth. And then not one time have I shown that I'm not invested in this team. And by the way, who said he's not invested in the team? I'm sure when he goes out there, he's not dogging. He's not pulling a Jimmy Buckets. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe that interview, that injury was a little bit fishy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Great timing.
You know, great timing. I don't know what to tell you.
Right after his managers went up to Milwaukee's front office and said he had to be traded.
He said, Giannis doesn't want to be there. I want you to pinpoint that. There's never been an interview where I said that. So I don't know why people discredit what I say. Like, even when your article comes out, people say, yeah, but, sorry, dude. You're the one who keeps flip-flopping all the time in every single place. He said, I wanted to see if you're willing and comfortable to say, listen, I'm not going anywhere. He says, I am not going anywhere. I'm invested in the team. I'm going to turn this team around. I want to play good basketball. I want to be healthy. I want to help my teammates. I want to win games. The last six games we played that I've played. We're 4-2. We've got a lot of games in front of us. I'm locked the bleep in. My priority is just staying healthy. He says, the way your situation has been framed in the next few weeks before February 5th, you have to decide whether you want out. Am I hearing correctly? You've decided? As of today, you know how they say the thing about your significant other or your wife, you always have to say, as of today. What does that mean? Yes, it was a very simple yes or no, Giannis. Yeah, as of today.
It's consistent. He's being consistent what he said. He's like, you know, I never say I want to leave now, but who knows what happens in 6-7 months. I might have I'm human. I can change my opinion.
Yeah. It's always his out. It's always his out, you know?
What, that he's a human?
Yeah, he's out. He's a human. We're all human. We're all human. You could always have that out there. Right now, I am committed. Not 100%, but 1 million percent to my teammates, to my craft, to this team, to the city. 1 million percent. I don't look right. I don't look left. I only look at the next game, which is the Lakers. I want to win that game. I want us to stack wins before the All-Star game and get ourselves back in the race. What are we, 11th? This is nowhere near we want to be. That's the only thing that's on my mindset. So, but your plan to be here for through the end of the season. My plan is to be here the rest of my career. If they don't want me, okay, but you're the one in charge. Let's be real. I'm not the one in charge. I am an employee. The guy says, no, you're not. I'm not letting you get away with that. I'm just being real with you. Look, I have a family office where I have employees who work for me, people who run my whole life, business, day-to-day, investment, real estate, all that stuff, blah, 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 because I'm the boss. But on the court, I can only control what I can control. I'm not in charge. Somebody writes my check. This guy. I'm so done with it. It's enough.
No, you're not.
And, no, it's enough. It's enough. I'm sick of
no,
it.
No, you're not.
He's
sick not.
Of it. He's had enough I'm as sick of
it.
Today.
I'm sick of this nonsense.
You're right. He just pulled.
As he's just doing the.
Giannis pulled a Tobin on Tobin.
Just the okie doke, dude. The okie doke.
He pulled a Tobin on Tobin.
The okie doke, dude.
What's the samurai? What is it?
Semantic Samurai.
Semantic Samurai.
That's what he is. He's the Semantic Samurai.
And who's the king Semantic Samurai?
Not me, you know? Dude. I say it like it is.
Semantic Samurai.
Crazy, dude. Anyway. It's wild. But, yeah, everything's kind of settled down right now with this whole thing. It was a whirlwind day, obviously, today with the news of Mike McDaniel. Barry Jackson says on Twitter, he says, I would expect the Dolphins GM decision by Saturday, if not sooner, from my understanding. They will then begin to interview multiple candidates for coach. All right. That's where we're at with that. You think Mike McDaniel? I think we find out Mike McDaniel gets any interviews today? Like, does anybody hop on that train right away? Or do they let it settle? Do they think they let him grieve? Or do you think he takes time like John Harbaugh?
They're not taking time.
John Harbaugh's time is probably a 2-week vacation, bro.
Probably.
And just waiting to see what the rest of the playoffs happens to see maybe, you know, if Buffalo decides they want to let go of Sean McDermott.
Well, they made it seem like when John Harbaugh got fired, they made it seem like every team in the league was like, what?
Yeah, they said like, what, 6 teams?
Yeah.
6 teams with a coaching vacancy, and then there was another team that had a coach.
Yep. And so now it's like, if he lets the dust settle a little bit, he's like, just let everybody know I'm going to go to Miami. You know? It's in the bag. Ross knows it's in the bag. We made this whole McDaniel thing look good. We knew what it was. I'm best friends with Troy Aikman. That's why he hired him.
I mean, you kind of understand. Once Aikman made those comments in that Monday night game, and then you find out he's going to be part of the hiring.
Yeah, he crushed him. Whether he was in the fold or not, like
they
the
said
fact
he was
that,
already 2 weeks prior. He already was in the fold 2 weeks before.
So if he was in the fold and he did that, dude, that was basically him reciting your obituary as a coach. That's what that was. So I don't know. D Sizzle says Mike McDaniel in Buffalo would be fantastic. Josh Allen would be in hell. I just wanted just one meeting. Let's see how it goes for him. He goes, man, this guy yammers a lot. It's enough already. Crazy. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, they got Jim Harbaugh on television right now. I think him and his broski already on the three-way with Stephen Ross.
He said he talked to his brother. He doesn't think his brother. He thinks his brother's the best coach ever. And he's not being.
Tomlin was giving him love too.
Tomlin was. Look, I love Tomlin, but hey, Tomlin, the days of Shula and Landry, those days are over, bro. If you're not winning, you got to go.
I'd like him. You saw, he said, I think he said on Rich Eisen yesterday, you know how he did the bang in the chest? He said that was an homage to his favorite UFC guy, Derek Lewis.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's goosey.
Big Country? Is that Big Country?
No. The Black Beast.
The Black Beast. Okay.
Big Country is Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson. Got you.
Roy Nelson.
But he's a country, but Derek's a country guy.
Oh, yeah. He's from Houston.
He's from Houston, yeah.
Well, he was born in Louisiana, but he reps Houston.
He always wants to take off his shorts.
He does. He's the best. He's the best at celebrating. Takes off the shorts. Always tells his wife they're going to have some happy time afterwards. He's a simple man. He just wants to kick ass, make money, and love his wife. We can all get behind that.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
We can all get behind that for Derek Lewis. I'm happy for it. I am very excited to watch Michael Irvin tonight. I cannot wait.
I don't think he can wait either.
Do you think he's hydrated? Is he like already getting to the point? Because we were talking to Brian Monroe yesterday, and Brian was telling me, he goes, yeah, we're flying over there, and we got legends on the plane and former first round picks on the plane, and I'm just like, man, that plane sounds awesome. And also, who's hydrating Michael Irvin for this game? Because he is like no other. On these sidelines, he's next to Ray Lewis, and Ray Lewis is like, "Hey, man," but he's ready. Like, what he's gonna do with that belt after this ass kicking to the cooler? I hope he's limbered his arm up. I hope he's got it ready to go. He might tear a rotator cuff. He's gonna be so excited with the strikes.
I think about his celebration through four quarters will get his arms loosened up.
It's like, hey, where's our water crew? They're all with Mike. They're trying to get him ready for the second half.
Mike's dehydrated.
The idea that he's just like, he's on all fours and he's just so into it. And I know, like, look, some of it is performative, obviously, because he's like doing it for his YouTube channel. I get it, but I love it. I don't care. Like,
I don't think it's performative.
The world deserves to see it. The world deserves to see it.
Tobes is not performative. That's who he is.
I know that's who he is, but he's also, he's found a lane here that everybody now wants to see his reaction and get Michael Irvin's view. There's no other view. You could broadcast that on ESPN, and I think people would tune into that. Forget the Manning cast, the Irvin cast. If you were a Canes fan, you wouldn't put a side TV of just like, I want to watch how he's watching this game the entire way.
I don't know.
Somebody says it's definitely not water, Tobin.
Well, there's a straw being used.
He's hydrated on anything else.
There might be a straw.
SDI says, it's a clown show. Nobody likes it, and it takes away from the game.
No, it's not.
No, only you don't like it, dude.
I've heard it. I've heard a mix of reviews, you know?
Who?
Some people don't like it.
Who?
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 How? You know who? What? How
long,
you
they,
how long they've been a Kane fan?
Yeah. Who?
Are they young?
They're like older than me.
Feinbaum?
No, like personal friends of mine.
It's not taken away from anything. It's literally not taking away from anything.
No, it's actually adding
more.
Well,
that's what I said. I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, just don't look at him.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. What is it taking away from him? He loves his school. He's proud of his school. And we've seen him act like this at silly basketball games that weren't even for the real tournament. He loves the Hurricanes. And by the way, he's given a lot of speeches for big games where the Canes have gotten their ass kicked. You know? So now he's finally on a ride where he is like, around the team, they're great. He gets to be proud. I love it. And trust me, he's going to have a great night tonight. He's going
to. You don't even have to say that. We know.
He's going to have a great night tonight. And then forget it. I mean, I'm not going to talk about next week, even though that's what I believe is going to happen.
You keep mentioning it.
Because one, Brittany got very mad at me, and Leroy got very mad at me.
Why is Brittany getting upset at you?
Because she I don't know.
Nobody wants
she
Tobin
can't
to be a
function. She can't function. She comes here yesterday. She's very nervous.
Why?
Because this is the biggest Canes game of her life.
Was it the last game the biggest Canes game of her
they
life?
They are all.
They're so, all the
that's
biggest
what I'm saying. I am sick and tired.
When the Canes were big, she was in overalls, you know? Like she was sitting here watching Bluey or whatever the hell they had back then.
Blue's Clues?
Blue's Clues. And now she's sitting here. She's not throwing up the Blue's Clues. She's throwing up the U, and she's very nervous. But I can't help how I feel.
She can't help how she feels.
Just get ready for the Heat and Bulls game tonight.
Bulls game tonight, and then the Cats and Canadiens.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I want to keep an eye on all of it. But... You know, I don't know if I can. You know, it's the focus. First of all, I'm gonna be knee deep in guacamole because it's the Fiesta Bowl. Gotta have. Is Tostitos still the sponsor?
I thought so. I'll check.
Is it? Or is it? Oh, it's something else. Verbo, right? It's not.
No,
Tostitos
you're right.
Anymore.
It is Verbo. What happened?
I don't know. Maybe if everybody got the message to eat Tostitos, or maybe they got outranked by avocados from Mexico.
I was trying to find the picture I have of Michael Irving on all fours.
No, we should get Leroy's impressionation of it. It was crazy.
Oh, man, that's true. He did
He was crazy. I don't think Leroy's acting like that on the golf course today in Sarasota.
Oh, I wish. No, the Google images are fantastic. I just can't.
Chad Johnson.
Man, they haven't been the sponsor for like 12 years now.
Really?
Yeah, they ended in 2014.
Huh. I guess they ran out of that that bowl spot. Well, it feels like the bowl sponsor. Like everybody,
that's what happened.
You know, you just get to a point where you're just like, hey, listen, everybody's buying our chips. We don't need them anymore. Who sponsors the game? Is it Dr. Pepper? Do they still sponsor the national championship?
I will. Let's check.
It's not important. It's really not important.
It really. The only thing. Just eat your guacamole.
The person who's the sponsor today is Reuben Bain, kicking their ass. I can't wait.
Whites.
They're going to go to the point where they go right to Heatherman because they're going to be like,
it is Dr. Pepper.
They're going to be sitting here. They'll be like, how have we seen this fast offense get slowed down? And you know how you're going to? They're going to go to Heatherman with that face, with the beard. And they're just going to be like, man, look at him, stoic.
I ain't going to hold you, bro. If you are an opposing player, you got to see Jason Taylor teaching that defensive line.
Yep.
And then you got to see Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis. Like, that whole sideline is nothing but gold jackets.
Yeah. Is DK going to the game today? I don't think so. Who they got? Eli? All shucks, Eli? Enjoy your sidelines.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh,
for Ole Miss. Who they got?
Oh, they got Arch.
They got Arch.
They got Archie. The creator of all of this.
You want to see Arch?
The king of the Manning dynasty?
Arch.
Look at that, dude. Yeah, that's Arch.
You know what, JPEG? That's a plus one for you.
That is a point. That is Arch.
Point. For Jay.
You heard Arch Manning? That's Arch Irvin.
No man should be on all fours like that, man.
It's so intense.
But he is he connoting dog there? Is that what he's channeling? Like he's in the mode right there. How many Cubbies are that? Do you think he's also worn the same shirt? Or do you think that he's like a cartoon character and he has just a closet full of that shirt?
I think he has a closet full of those shirts.
Definitely.
He stamps. He's like, this is the Michael Irvin shirt from.
No, he has like the days.
Yeah, this is
on
from
the tag.
This is from the pit game. Dan's house. He's getting the on field POV. He can't get that from his feet.
Point for YouTuber.
He can't get that from his feet. It's gonna be wild.
Might not be the POV he wants.
Maybe not. Maybe not, but the POV we're going to get tonight is going to be fantastic. I feel like don't you feel like a special play for Malachi Toney coming tonight? You know, it's been a little bit. He obviously scored the game winner, but you know, he's had some of the drop skis and the fumbles in these couple of games, but it feels like today's a break loose game.
Yo, so with that, as a Kane fan, if you see a fumble and they recover, don't you think you were going to win? Because, I mean, that's happened the last two times.
I know. Very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
but almost to the point where you're like, eh, all right, it's part of the script.
I don't know. I mean, I was very nervous when it's happened. That's for sure. And especially, I mean, when it happened against Anim, I felt terrible for him because I do feel like at this point, it's like he's a kid, you know, but he's the most, you know, talented player maybe on the field or one of them.
And that's the thing. It's the best players that are fumbling, but
yep.
They make up for it.
They make up for it. They have that in them.
Fletcher.
And I do love that. I loved when Fletcher went over to him and like is just getting his mind right for it. But I've just been impressed with this team. Like, they just always seem to have a response. Because even the way the Ohio State game went, where it was like, oh, it was all feeling like Ohio State was taking the momentum. They had that in them to dig down and find some way. And it started with those pass rushers getting after it and finding a play to stop the momentum in that game. And I just respect that with this team. I think that that's the thing that's been unbelievably impressive with them, is they've just always found a way to respond. They really have. And that's why I can't wait for today. I can't wait for today. I can't wait to watch Michael Irvin. I can't wait to get this Canes game underway. And honestly, I can't wait to hear all the highlights from Joe Zagacki tomorrow. I may listen to the montage tonight.
I wonder if Joe Zagacki's upset with the Miami Dolphins. He's the type of guy that would get upset. What of all the days? The Dolphins are going to make this announcement today?
Well,
Joe Z would say that.
I would understand that, but I think that it's because, and they did. They did hijack the day, that's for sure. But I don't know. They're trying as much to not be a dumpster fire or not look like they have class. So this is what we get. But task at hand tonight, Ole Miss, I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you. I am.
No, you're not.
No, I am. Well, not really.
No, you're not.
But it's okay. They'll all go to LSU next year anyway. They'll be happy with Lane Kiffin.
God bless their souls.
They've already proven themselves. They're happy. They're like, oh, we're just happy to be here. It's over now. Reuben Bain's ready to send you all away. Saw them all laughing and joking around the trophy. You know who last time I saw do that, J-Fig?
Cool.
The Edmonton Oilers.
That's true.
The Panthers had something for them. So, you know what it is. We're excited for it. By the way, if you guys want to go to American Freestyle Wrestling right now, caller number 3 to 305-567-0560. Real American Freestyle is coming to Amerant Bank Arena on Saturday. I'm going. Taking Tommy Tobin to that. Colby Covington takes on Luke Rockhold. You got Yoel Romero against Bo Nickel. Great, great matchups. If you want a 4-pack of tickets right now, caller number 3 to 305-567-0560 wins a 4-pack of tickets to the event on Saturday. If you can't wait to win, you can purchase tickets at amarantbankarena.com/events. But right now, we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to Real American Freestyle this Saturday at Amerant Bank Arena. Colby Covington and Luke Rockhold. Caller number 3 to 305-567-0560. Of course, the big news of the day, other than the Canes about to kick Ole Miss's ass, is the Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, he joined us a little bit earlier as the news broke. If you guys missed that, he broke everything down, where the Dolphins are headed from here, Stephen Ross's thinking, and all that. We got that for you next.